43. A game of cat and fish. 2 hours had passed since the prisoners had escaped. Miss Hackandottir strode along the upper deck. Already she had punished the guild soldier responsible for guarding them by throwing him in the hold with the remaining Icarians. They could tear him to pieces. Her security lieutenant had also suffered her wrath, but he had sustained little more than a broken arm. All of the soldiers received a tincture that made them more obedient, but it dulled their minds. Automatons, she thought. She missed the days when she was a pirate with real men under her control. The conclusion was obvious. The enemy had another submarine ship, likely a smaller one that they had used to rescue the prisoners and reclaim the Actinio. Clever little water rats. She had marvelled at the Actinio, had walked through the empty hallways, touched the thick hull. She sensed a mind behind it that equaled the imagination of the guildmaster. Her men had not been able to break down the door to the engine room. That was where the real secrets lay. But the guildmaster would have rewarded her greatly for bringing this technology home. And now it was gone.
A light! A light!
The lookout bellowed from the crow's nest. The call was passed along, and Miss Hackandottir herself saw a brightness below the ocean as though a comet was speeding through the depths. "Prepare the balloon guns," she shouted. Then, suddenly, the comet was diving down, down, until it disappeared into darkness. The speed of the submarine ship was beyond belief. She was confident that Montoriel was not fleeing. The captain wouldn't abandon her underground city or her comrades still in the hold. She would strike, but it would be useless. The hull of the Wyvern could withstand any blow. Would Montoriel risk the lives of the Icarians on board? Hackandottir couldn't decide. Then she laughed. It was a game of cat and fish. She liked this sort of game.